Hello, life bookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in for Spiritual Month, May 2020. I'm your host, Jordan River, back with another life note, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. Today's life note explores the book, You Are the Universe, Discovering Your Cosmic Self and Why It Matters, by Deepak Chopra, MD, and Manas C. Kafatos, PhD. Summarized by Erica Trinidad. As always, we'll begin with a quote. This world is a human world. The world apart from us does not exist. It is a relative world, depending for its reality upon our consciousness. Core concept. Despite the amazing leaps that humankind has made in the fields of physics, quantum mechanics, chemistry, and biology, there are still several mysteries, ultimate ones, in the universe that science cannot conclusively answer. Whether it's trying to understand how the universe came into being before the Big Bang, or whether we live in a world of randomness versus grand design, each of these mysteries can be resolved under a new, central paradigm, by viewing the universe as a state of consciousness that has no beginning nor end, with infinite potential. In the case of humankind, we are not simply one with the universe. We are the universe, and there is only one reality. As Chopra and Kafatos assert, this paradigm is one that we must face sooner rather than later, because in a human universe, we have immense power to change reality, and our participation is mandatory in order to make it so, if we desire it to be better. We will be exploring these ultimate mysteries as big thoughts in today's life note, and we'll deal with such topics as, what came before the Big Bang? Where did time come from? What is the universe made of? Is there design in the universe? And more. So let's dive right in to You Are the Universe. What came before the Big Bang? The answer? A pre-created state of consciousness, which has no dimension. In this state, consciousness is pure potential. Every possibility exists in seed form. These seeds are made of nothing that can be empirically measured. Therefore, to claim that there was nothing before the Big Bang is just as correct as saying that everything existed before the Big Bang. Why does the universe fit together so perfectly? Quote, everything in the cosmos is knit together, as perceived by the human brain, because the same reality is at work. End quote. Why does the universe fit together so perfectly? It doesn't, because fitting together would mean that separate parts have to be carefully assembled into place. As it is, the universe is one undivided whole. Reality is one thing, not two. So for all intents and purposes, if there is another reality out there beyond human perception, it doesn't exist. And the parts of reality, whether we are talking about atoms, galaxies, or forces like gravity, are just qualia, the qualities of consciousness. All qualia exist on the same playing field as far as reality is concerned. You go to the same place to see the image of a rock in your mind's eye that nature goes to when it creates an actual rock. Quote, everything in the cosmos is knit together, as perceived by the human brain, because the same reality is at work. Where did time come from? The same place that everything comes from. Consciousness. Time is a qualia, like the sweetness of honey or the colors of a sunset. All are expressions of consciousness once the universe was hatched from the womb of creation. And asking where time came from isn't really about the universe. It's about our experience here and now. There is no other time. In the world of experience, all time is personal. Quote, for as long as the present universe endures, the electromagnetic field remains intact, never growing old. A light bulb burns out after a certain number of hours, but light itself doesn't burn out. Even if the cosmos should reach an endpoint billions of years from now, and every source of light goes dark, It would be wrong to say that light got old. It would simply shut off. End quote. What is the universe made of? The real building blocks of the universe are qualia. There is room for infinite creativity depending on the observer. The state of awareness that you are in alters the qualia all around you. A sunset isn't beautiful to someone who feels suicidal. A severe leg cramp is negligible if you've just won a marathon. When you take the qualia of an object, the heaviness of a rock, the brightness of a diamond, these are all created in the human mind. Observer, observed, and process of observation are intimately linked. As they unfold, the stuff of the universe emerges. This implies that the whole universe is created in the human mind. Quote, can looking at the whole universe, its stars and galaxies, or looking at trees, clouds, and mountains, actually transform them? The notion sounds preposterous at this point, but in fact, this is the basic claim of the human universe. End quote. Is there design in the universe? The answer is not a simple yes or no. If there was design in the universe, the two would have to relate the way a potter and a lump of clay relate. Form would emerge from the formless by applying an external mind. In reality, design is a conscious perception that is totally malleable. One person can regard a wildflower as a thing of beautiful design, while a second person sees it as a weed or a neutral biological specimen. After they vacate the meadow, a gopher may perceive the wildflower as food. Design is the interaction between mind and perception. It is permissible to see the universe as perfectly designed, perfectly random, a mixture of the two, or mere dream stuff with no substantiality at all. Quote, there isn't even any light in the world without someone to see it, because photons have no brightness on their own. If it takes the brain to process the raw material of nature and turn it into a beautiful red rose, is the same processing also creating design? Clearly, the answer is yes. End quote. Is the quantum world linked to everyday life? This one has a complex answer. The qualia of experience change depending on your state of awareness. In a normal waking state, the quantum domain is too small to be experienced directly, and linking it to the world of large objects proves very difficult. With no experience to guide humans, and with conflicting conclusions from laboratory experiments, physical linkages are controversial. But if you accept that the quantum domain isn't just mind-like, but represents mind taking on appearance of quanta, then the answer is relatively simple. The quantum domain is another qualia realm like any other. It needs no link to everyday life, because all domains are constructed from consciousness. Quote, instead of seeing quantum behavior as exotic, paradoxical, and far removed from ordinary life, it could be that all of us are existing in a quantum state already, and quanta are just imitating us. End quote. Do we live in a conscious universe? This won't make any sense if your notion of a conscious universe is filled with thoughts, sensations, images, and feelings. Those are the contents of the mind. Remove the contents, and what remains is pure consciousness, which is silent, unmoving, beyond time and space, yet filled with creative potential. Pure consciousness gives rise to everything, including the human mind. In that sense, we don't live in a conscious universe the way renters occupy a rental property. We participate in the same consciousness that is the universe. Quote, an unconscious universe is a dead universe, while the universe that human beings experience is alive, creative, and evolving towards magnificent structures that are even more creative. End quote. How did life first begin? As a potential in consciousness that grew from seed form into every variety of living thing. choosing to call the soft green moss on a rock a living thing while denying the life to the rock is merely a mind-made distinction. In reality, everything in existence follows the same path from its origin, dimensionless being, to a state that consciousness chooses to create out of itself. Since they follow the same path from the unmanifest to the manifest, a rock and the moss that clings to it share life on equal terms. Quote, "In a conscious universe, everything is alive already. The observation that life comes from life turns out to be a cosmic truth." End quote. Does the brain create the mind? No, but the reverse isn't true either. The mind doesn't create the brain. This is another example of putting a distance between a potter and a lump of clay. Mind and brain aren't related in that way. Mind didn't find some primal stuff lying around in intergalactic space and fashion it into a brain. Matter didn't gather into bigger, more complex clumps until they got complex enough to begin thinking. The principle that applies here is the complementarity by which apparent opposites cannot exist without each other. There is no chicken or the egg dilemma, because reality creates opposites all at once. Quote, "Human beings might be a bright idea that the universe had, and once the idea occurred to it, cosmic mind decided to run with it. Why? We allowed the universe to be aware of itself in the dimension of time and space. In other words, at this very moment, the cosmos is thinking through you." End quote. Embracing your cosmic self. The cosmic self is the most fundamental self that anyone possesses. If it didn't exist, neither would the physical world. So instead of the accepted theory that the properties of mind emerged from chaos churning over billions of years, in a human universe, the mind has been present at all times and in all places, and beyond. In this regard, the human mind is fused with the cosmic mind. As a conscious human universe, our participation is necessary in order to create the reality that we desire. Quote, "All of us live in a participatory universe. Once you decide that you want to participate fully, with mind, body, and soul, the paradigm shift becomes personal. The reality you inhabit will be yours to either embrace or change." End quote. I hope you enjoyed spending this time with me and exploring this wonderful life note. I look forward to sharing more wisdom with you through life notes and other powerful content coming up here in Lifebook Membership. Best of luck to you all in crafting your life vision. Until next time, this is Jordan River signing off saying, have an extraordinary day.